Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling, and welcome to another show of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I am one of your hosts, Kwajalein, and here is my husband, Kenny.
What's going on, everybody?
So we thank you all for joining us on tonight. Tonight we have our Free Flow Friday, and so we came up with something that hopefully will be a little fun. Hopefully, we'll see. So we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to ask everybody to join in and answer the controversial questions that we have on tonight. And, so we're going to get the ball rolling here. I'm going to go ahead and start opening up lines. Ms. Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you all tonight?
We're doing good, Ms. Brenda. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And tell my baby I'm going to get his stuff to him. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. I will. I let him know. He came home from school, asked me about those cookies. Well, your line will be open, so we look forward to hearing what you have to say on tonight. And don't be quiet.
Oh, I won't. I'm ready tonight. Hopefully.
All right. Keisha, are you there?
I am. I see Jeremiah was making his round.
Girl, he was making them last night, calling people and saying hello, and they say hello, and then he say hello again, and then they say hello, Mike.
Taking care of his business.
And that's what he's saying, honey, handling his business. He still got some more calls he got to make, though.
Doggone. That's funny.
So how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about y'all?
I'm doing good. Tired.
I'm
doing good.
I'm right there with you.
I know you are. But thank you for calling. You know your line is going to be open. Excited about the show. I'm going to pass the phone over to my husband because this is actually his show on tonight. So, oh, well, we have one more caller before I pass it over, but we'll be looking forward to hear what you have to say, Keisha. Leanne, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Thank you so much for calling in on tonight. We are going to go ahead and get ready to start the show. You already know your line is open. It's Free Flow Friday. So we have a hopefully fun show planned. So we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Okay.
All right. So oftentimes in the battle of the sexes, we have what are men better at and what are women better at? And tonight we're hoping that our points of view bridge this gap between, you know, the male and female gender. Today men and women struggle to find a better way to establish a relationship and maintain it. Oftentimes you have men in some instances that are raised to treat women the right way. But then you have that few and select a few that are raised to teach that are raised to treat women as if they're some type of sexual object or a fantasy seeker. And then women, on the other hand, they're raised to treat their men, you know, right And then you have some, that small selected few, that treat them a little different sometimes when it comes to, you know, leading men on. But we're going to talk about that on tonight, and we're going to hopefully get an understanding from the male perspective as well as the female perspective. So my questions are, how do we bridge the gap, and how can women get men to understand them, and how can men get women to understand them? So my first question on tonight, callers, is as a woman, because I have majority women on the phone right now, how do you feel a man should approach you?
When trying to date you?
Yes.
Very respectfully and very carefully.
Okay. Elaborate.
Well, I think the, hey, yo, miss. I don't think that's the way to do it. I think when they approach you, they say, excuse me, ma'am. May I have a moment of your time, please? I think that's probably one of the first things they should say.
Right.
I mean, you can kind of assess the situation and see if you want to give him a moment of your time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. So men should definitely approach women in a respectful way and excuse me, ma'am. So how about a woman approaching a man? How do you ladies view a woman approaching a man?
Personally, I probably wouldn't do it. I'm just not comfortable with it. But I know there are women who are okay with it.
Right.
But I wouldn't do it.
Okay, understandable. Understandable. All right. Well, as far as a woman approaching a man, my wife didn't approach me either. It was me being the one that approached. So I can understand where there are some women that feel comfortable about it and some that don't. So what we're gonna do is move on to the next set of questions. My wife came up with some better questions than what I have, but I actually asked one of the questions that I wrote here, and it's when dating or married, what makes someone feel what makes someone common to the other party?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. What makes someone what?
Feel some. What would make someone common to their mate, their spouse?
Can you kind of?
So what I mean by that, I'll elaborate. Okay, so you've been dating for a little while, and now things are now you're just like, okay, I already know what we're gonna do. It's Friday night, or it's a Saturday afternoon. He's going to either, hey, he's going to take me here, or he's going to take me there. He's probably not going to do anything different. So I already know why our relationship is going on. As far as a marriage, it's like, okay, well, you know, I know on Fridays he likes to watch this, or I know on Saturdays he likes to watch his football in the afternoon. So he'll probably spend all afternoon watching football. Like, what do you all think that makes someone common to their mate instead of uncommon?
Well, I would think either time or a born person. Or, you know, it could be set in their ways person, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if someone's set in their ways. Yeah, we get comfortable. Not spicy
things. Yeah, I think also when you feel like you're so comfortable with the person, then you just kind of do your normal thing. And then sometimes you take someone for granted and you don't realize, okay, they're getting bored with the situation. But you like to have like a scheduler, but you're not considering the other person.
Right. I agree with that. Anybody else?
Sometimes just my opinion. Sometimes, just like you were saying, you know, people be setting their own ways, like, especially a man. A man may be used to going out with the boys and, you know, they go from house to house looking at the game, and the wife may not like the game. So I think sometimes the woman should say, well, if he invites her, I think she should say, well, I think I'll go because I'm not really into sports, but I have been around people that are into sports, and I didn't really know what I was looking at, but I still got into it, you know, and I would ask questions, what is this and what is that and all that, because I even went as far as buying me a book on football one time so I could know the different calls they make and all that, and so he was really shocked. And I came out and say so and so and so and so, you know, but sometimes you can't change. You can't change the person, but sometimes you can talk to somebody and say, you know, I would like for us to do this and do that, and you just have to compromise and do some things together.
Right. Right. Being willing to compromise, that definitely helps. Definitely. Definitely. Okay. Well, we have the Flows that are on the line. Hello, Flows. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well.
We're
yourself.
Good.
Good. Thank y'all for calling. Your lines are open. We were just starting off with some questions. Kenny was just asking, you know, pretty much how do, you know, couples become common? How do they become too comfortable, pretty much? And so that's what we were answering. And then we're going to get into some more questions, some more interesting questions to see what people have to say, you know, because this is our battle of the sexes. So let's move on to some of the other questions. Now, y'all be honest. Now, y'all tell us what y'all think. Don't nobody be getting mad and stuff tonight now. Okay.
Okay.
When in a relationship, who is usually more financially responsible, the man or the woman?
The woman is. The woman is.
You didn't even take time.
In some instances, the woman is.
It
all depends on the situation, but the woman's more financially responsible, in my opinion.
Why would you say that, Miss?
Because I'll spend my whole paycheck on shoes.
No, I would spend your whole paycheck on shoes. What I will say is, I make at least before I spend your paycheck on shoes, I make sure the bills are paid and I got food. And then I go spend the paycheck on shoes.
No, I said I'll spend the paycheck on shoes. That's why she's more responsible.
Yeah.
You ain't even gonna get one argument out of me on that one. Not at all. Like, I have always, as long as I can remember, I've always been an impulse buyer. Ever since I had my first job, like I see something I want it, I buy it. You know, and she's better at not doing that than I am. You know, but at the same time, I think that's why when I go to the mall, I find what I want in 20 minutes versus the marathon trip that she takes. But that's a whole other subject.
You just had to put me out there like that. I take a marathon trip. I have to shop with three other people. That's why it takes me forever. And we got to try stuff on and make sure it looks right. It's not too tight. It's not too grown. I take a marathon trip. You go shopping with your daughters and see how long it takes you. How long did it take you to get their shoes? How long did it take you to get their shoes? How many stores did you go to? You said you went to Foot Locker. You went to where?
I went to Foot Locker and Hibbert's. I went to two stores.
Okay, but that still took you 3 hours. So imagine having everybody, we got to look, make sure that the clothes fit right. They ain't too tight. You know what I mean? They ain't too grown. You know?
But I wasn't even talking about when you shopping for the kids. I'm talking about when you go by yourself.
I wasn't even talking about the kids. Right. Okay. So you can put me out there like that. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to make sure that it looks right. And I don't care if I got to go back and forth between each tour before I make up my mind. We've already had this discussion.
I love you here.
It's going to take me all day, and that's why I go by myself. I don't even ask you to go anymore.
Y'all been starting something.
Y'all love each other. Love on each other. Now, love on each other.
We will as soon as he come back in.
I don't think your problem needs to be on the line for this conversation. Quite a
no, of course. It's a battle of the sexes.
No, hey, but see, I'm sitting here the whole time. I'm sitting here the whole time laughing. Like, I think it's funny because, I mean, that's just two things about us. You know, like, when she goes shopping, she goes shopping. You know what I mean? But me, I'm an impulse guy. You know what I mean? I'm telling the truth.
But does she go as often as you do? Does she go as often as you do? Because if she doesn't go as often as you do, then she is warranted to spend a little bit more time in the store.
I don't.
Okay, well, then there you go. You got it. You just go ahead and make this move.
And you just got my pastor sitting here laughing at me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we have
they're laughing at you,
baby.
They're laughing at the situation. I mean, I think it's funny.
We have two more callers. Deacon Page, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you? How you doing? Where your wife at? She needs to be on the
phone. Oh, Lord.
She's right here.
Oh, good. We got the pages on the line. Well, the line is open. We're having our Battle of the Sexes. So we have a series of questions that we're asking. And we've already asked, three, I think. And so right now we're on the question of who's better with finances, the man or the woman. So that's what you guys came in on the middle of. So your line is open. We'll look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you so very much.
I think all the married people need to take a moment of prayer.
Say, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Well, your line is open. You know, we look forward to hearing what you have to say on tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
So, anybody else, who is better with finances, men or women? Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
May I say something?
Yes, ma'am. It's Brenda's Free Soul Friday.
And when I was married, this is back in the day before any of y'all were even born, but when I was married, and my husband always brought me his check. I wasn't working at the time, and I gave him what I wanted to give him, and I paid the bills. He gave me the money to pay the bills, and we went together and bought the food and stuff, and we didn't really have no problem. But when I got with my children's daddy, he headed the money, and this might sound kind of arrogant, but I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just telling the truth. He said, tell the truth. I was a kept woman. He kept me, you know. I didn't have to do nothing but take care of my children and keep the house clean and cook and, you know, do things for the kids and stuff. So I've never, I think women are better at that, by taking care of the house and all of that with the money. And you got some that don't care. You got some that do care. So it goes both ways, but I think the women outnumber the men.
All right. Well, that's two for women. Thank you, Ms. Brenda. Thank you, Ms. Brenda. Don't be quiet tonight because we got more questions. Anybody else?
I ain't heard my son. Okay.
Yes. I'm right here. I honestly believe this is me. This is me. I think men are better. Here's why. Because men can write a list, i.e. for the grocery store, and stick to it. women never stick to their grocery list.
Yeah, but y'all don't ever have
ever, never,
yeah,
ever,
but,
ever,
yeah.
ever, ever, ever stick to their grocery list. And not only do they not stick to the grocery list, but they find reason to buy extra unnecessary food, which is why I like to eat before I go to the grocery store so that I don't overspend. Come on, fellas, where y'all at?
You better say it. You better say it.
But y'all leave stuff off the list, though.
No, but see, what the problem is y'all don't really realize all the stuff that's needed. And y'all might be able to write a list, but you don't know what else you need. So you write a list based off what you think you need. We know what is really needed. So we go to the store, and maybe we don't put it on the list, but we'll look at it and be like, oh, dang, I do need that. I need to grab that. So we start grabbing stuff that we need. But that
we'll
man
has
to
But I think in my household, that's actually the opposite. Like, because I do, no, I'm being serious, because, like, I do a lot of cooking at home, and because
right.
it's something I enjoy doing. So I do most of the grocery shopping, and
sure
I'll go into the grocery store, and I'll see something, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, I can make so-and-so with this, and I'll buy it, but it's not on my list. You know what I mean? I'll go in there with intentions. I'll go in there with intentions on spending $250, but leave spending $400. But I got meals planned out for the next 3 weeks. You know, so this also goes back to, you know, the financial responsibility. But, like, when I go to the grocery store, like, I got, like, recipes and stuff running through my head. I'll pick up a bunch of stuff that wasn't on my list just because, oh, I'm going to cook this.
Well, I got it, but see, but see, if you think about it, bro, most men, they shop for the week. Women shop for a month, and they always get more snacks for the children than they do for anybody else in the house. That ain't fair. That ain't right.
Come on now, they snacks, man. The snacks is for the kids. When I buy snacks, they are for the children. I don't even like when Gary eats the snacks, because I'm like, man, you grown, you 18, nobody owns snacks.
Man, you're supposed to agree with me on that, man.
I'm being completely and totally honest. Like, I mean, there's a time to stick with, there's a time to agree with the fellas, but like, this, in this instance, like, it's the exact opposite in my household. Jada will go to the store and buy what's on the list. I will go to the store and come back with $123 extra dollars worth of stuff. But like I said, I got meals planned out for 3 weeks. You know, when I go shopping for a month. You know, I'm thinking, like, I got two refrigerators. I'm trying to fill them both. You know, so that's how I feel about that. I think in my household, that's opposite.
I can dig it, bro.
And I agree with you, Keisha. Sometimes they just don't know everything that we need to get. Anybody else? Who's better, men or women?
Apparently, you don't know what you need to get. That's why y'all just grab things instead of getting what's on the list.
Yes, we do.
But then you'll come back with something that has nothing to do with the men you have planned, but you just got it because, oh, it was on sale.
But yes, if it's on sale, there's some things that we shouldn't just pass by if it's on sale. We hear somebody's phone. It sounds like something. I don't know what it is. Paper or something like that.
Not sound like phone.
Okay. All right. It's gone. Okay. Go ahead, Dee. What you said?
Yeah, just because it's on sale don't mean you have to get it, though. That's how they get you.
That's right. But
we're thinking of long term, though.
No,
of the time when it's on sale, anyway, it's about to expire.
That's why they call it sale.
Right. Look, Miss Brenda, you know now, Miss Brenda, y'all want to learn how to catch some sales? Well, y'all roll with Miss Brenda. Stuff regular $60 on sale for $5.99.
Miss Brenda is in your favorite. Tell them that,
Brenda. I got a $100 jacket for $9.99. I got $80 shoes for $6. And I'm talking about
I don't know how she do it, but she gets it done.
You have to shop in the store for a while. You know, you just can't run in there and pick something up. That's what men do. That's not what women do. We look.
Right. They go in there and get what the list.
That's,
they go in there and
just. I know. I got to go in the store and I won't be in there but a minute, but we don't, we're not like that.
Thank
right.
you,
Brenda.
Thank you. Anybody
Come
else
on,
who
let's
goes
let's beat,
to the
next
Why? Right. I'm with you, Miss Brenda.
All right. Ooh. Next question. Who is usually the more considerate partner, the man or the woman?
The woman.
I think the man is.
Woman.
You better say it, brother.
Really?
The woman.
And the reason why I say the man is because the man ain't considerate. He knows good and well the household is going to be hell. I do mean hell. Because she ain't going to be happy. So you have
right.
to be considerate.
You're not so hard.
So you know, it's the man got to be more considerate.
I
would say he's more considerate in your face. But I don't know about any other time.
Look at here. I say the man too, bro. I'm agree with you on that.
Really?
Yes. The man is the more considerate. Simply, okay. Let me give an example. Okay. All right. I got some Trump supporters live over here in my neighborhood, y'all. Check it out. Y'all hear me out. Little ones came over to the house trying to sell some peanuts and, you know, popcorn and stuff like that. Peep this, though.
No, we're talking about in the relationship.
All right. Okay. No, my, I digress. It's in a relationship. I think honestly, in our household, both of us are actually kind of neck and neck on that consideration part. I think we're neck and neck on that consideration piece. Now, my wife would tell me all the time, y'all. Now, I done been at work. I come home, and she done had the two little ones there, and they didn't wreak havoc throughout the whole day, and she tired, right? And I come home from work, I'm dog tired, and I mess around. I be laid out across the couch, and I wake up, and my wife third day hot. Y'all know it don't take force to cook grits and cook rice and stuff like that, but sometimes, boy, she be moving with force. Because she'd be like, he went to sleep on me, and I done had these little ones all day. I'm like, Lord, Jesus, let me get up. And I can always tell she's tired. So in that instance, she going to say that I'm inconsiderate. But I think she's being considerate, and I'm being considerate a little bit too. That's just me.
I disagree that we're running neck and neck. I don't agree with that at all. Not at all. I think I'm more considerate. That's my feeling. That's how I feel. That is how I feel. Oh, whatever. I feel like I'm more considerate. I feel like my opinion is that women are the more considerate in the relationship. For the most part, not all the time, but I feel like for the, you know, majority of the time, it's the woman because we're natural, we're nurturers, you know, it's our natural instinct to take care of. Well, that's true though, to take care of other people. And so we're considerate. We put ourselves last a lot of times. That's my opinion.
I agree, friend.
What?
Thank you, Keisha.
Wait a minute. What you mean you agree?
What I just said, then you understand. I agree with her.
You're going to have to elaborate, sis. What you mean you agree?
Hold on. First of all, don't try to charge me.
Put on blast. I put on blast.
Look
at him. Hey, fellas, we're going to win this thing tonight because they ain't winning tonight.
I think women are more considerate. I think we make a lot more sacrifices than men do. in some aspects a lot of times. I think I just think like our overall mothering nature has us that way. So like, you know, I'll give up stuff for myself, you know, so that my, you know, I'm not married now, but you know, at one point that was.
I got you.
But you know, I would sacrifice things for myself for the well-being of my children and child and my husband. So you know, there were, you know, I feel like I agree with her, and I'm sure I'll be the same
okay.
way, you know, later on down the line.
Respect. I got you. It's a question, fellas. Remember that word consideration, because there's a question coming up later, and we're gonna get hot and heavy on this question here. Is there anybody else?
Yes.
Will that be another? All right.
I was not married to my children's dad, but we had a close relationship, and I used to cut his toenails, cut his fingernails, massage his back. I used to go in the shower and wash his back for him if he was in the tub. I bathed him when he came out of the field. I used to do everything for him. You know, I was doing things for him. And he didn't return that to me. You know, I used to be tired. He didn't tell me, baby, put your feet up on my leg and let me massage your feet. I know they're tired or something like that, you know. And I think women are more considerate because, like they said, we got that motherly, nurturing thing inside of us, and we reach out more. And then turn around. Now I'm going with you, son. Turn around. Now you got some women that just don't care, and the men go all out of the way to please them, and they don't appreciate it. So they can go both ways, you know. But most of the time, the women top the men, regardless.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Anybody else? And for an example, like, you know, we come in a house. Well, I'm not working right now, but if I were, when I used to, you know, come in a house, and it's not very likely that a lot of women are going to go to sleep. They come in the house, and they're going to immediately start doing, taking care of the house, you know, getting dinner ready, and the kids ready for the next day. You know, that's just what we do. That's just usually how it goes. So I too, again, think women are more considerate. Anybody else? Nobody? We have another caller on the line. Caller ending in 1998.
Hi, Pastor Quadrilla, Pastor Kitty.
Hey, now.
Hey, Evangelist. How you doing?
Fine. It's me and Dwayne here.
Oh, good. Now we had a Subas on the line. Welcome, Subas. We are asking some questions tonight. It's the Battle of the Sexes, so y'all called in on a good night. So we're asking questions, and since you guys just called in, I'll just go ahead and ask you all this. So who's more considerate in the relationship? Is it mostly men or women?
I'm going to say women.
It depends on what we're talking about being considerate of.
just in general.
It does depend on what you consider consideration. Like every time I leave the house and like I know I'm going to the store for something or other, you know, I'm always on the lookout for something my wife might enjoy. You know, I may not find nothing, but if I do, I make sure she has it. You know what I mean? There's other things to being considerate than coming home and help clean the house. You know, there's other things to being considerate than, you know, sitting with the kids. There's other things that go into consideration in that. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, like right now, you know, I'm not at home. You know what I mean? And if I happen to go somewhere and I see something that I think she would like, you know what I mean? I'm going to get it for her. The other day, you know, I sat out and I got on the grill and smoked dinner all night. And she was like, oh, that's not something I want. So when she said that, I drove all the way to the store and got her some crab legs because I know she likes crab legs. You know what I mean? And that is consideration. It's more than just coming home and helping with the house. You know what I mean? I think there's more to consideration than just the topics that have been brought up.
Well, that's true. There is more. But who do you think is more considerate? Do you think you guys went...
I think with us, I honestly don't know because, like, pretty much all my nice toys, you know what I mean? Like my iPod and, you know, my computer and all that stuff, like she bought for me. You know what I mean? She bought all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like you, Pastor Kenny, you know, Deacon Page, Pastor Michelle, they all know, like, I love shoes. And this, I can go through my closet and I could probably pull out 10, 15 pairs that she bought for me, like, since, like, 15 years ago. You know what I mean? So I can't just say, you know, oh, it's her or oh, it's me. I don't know. I think we're neck and neck. I honestly do. Because
that's
I think
okay.
We both.
Okay.
Now,
so, the flow.
Hey, can
yeah,
I go
please.
Ahead and shut this conversation right down real quick?
Well, you want Evangelist Super to go first before you shut it down?
No. I want to go before her, actually. I had to call in on my phone because here's what it is for all Deacon Pastor Kenny, Deacon Page, Deacon Stuberg, Brother Keto. I'm going to tell you, men are considerate when we start complaining. I'm done. That's all I want to say.
Right. Then too, so.
Yes.
I'm done.
She dropped
it.
You
show
told the truth.
But you have to speak loud enough for everybody to hear you.
I will not.
Pastor Page,
oh.
Deacon Sue said with your comment that men are more considerate. If we have to start complaining for them to be more considerate, he said then men are more considerate.
Hands down.
There you go, my brother.
Oh.
That's my brother right there.
The reason why you don't complain is because we consider you. That's the reason why you don't have the opportunity to complain. We shouldn't have to
welcome
say,
back,
oh, we're tired,
welcome back.
Or we're this, we're that. You should come in doing stuff. That's how
welcome
that works.
Back, welcome
so it's not
back.
About it's not about y'all don't complain. We don't give y'all a reason to.
All right. So hey, I got this one. I know I got my brother. Well, no, you know what? Okay. I'm sorry. Is that a super? I'm sorry. Evangelist Super. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Evangelist Super. You got it.
Oh, I was just going to say that after Keto's statement, as far as with him not knowing whether it's him a missionary, Jade, or, you know, believing that they're on the same page as consideration. I was about to say, are we talking about consideration when you're talking about funding, or are we talking about consideration when you're talking about physical needs and emotional needs? Which considered
come
place
on.
Are we talking
see,
about?
Look at it. See, look, great minds think alike. That leads me to my next question. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was really, in all actuality, talking about everything, like the whole relationship. Like, I only brought up, like, the financial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, right now, you know, she has a foot that's hurt. She has plantar fasciitis in her foot. And, you know, sometimes, I try to rub her foot, but, you know, she, you know, every now and then she just uses the massager. But I try to rub her feet for her just because I know it hurts. You know, like, I know I'm not the best husband, but I try. You know what I mean? There are certain things that I know she likes that I try to do. And that is just me being considerate of her and her feelings.
Right. I'm talking well-rounded as far as everything when it comes to consideration as well.
Right. The question was
Right. So that's, it's pretty much a catch-all. Like, what do you think all overall? All right. But when it comes to I'll wait. Next question.
Anybody else have anything on that one before we move on? All right. Who is usually the more understanding parent, the mother or the father?
Yeah. All right.
I got it. I'll be the first one to say on this one here. It all varies in age differences. What I've noticed is that when you have younger children, it's the mom. But as the kids get older, it becomes dad. Here's why. Dad has explained to mom because, you know, for some reason, you know, moms tend to, I don't know why it's like this, but it has always been where men, the daughters cling to the men or the dad, and then the sons cling to the mom. So, but as we get older, right, those roles, they tend to get a little, stretched, if you will, because now you're torn between two parents, or two parents are torn between one or two kids. Because the boys might be like, man, oh, man, dad won't let me get the money, mom, and I'm really trying to take my girl out. You know, me and my partner, we were going to go out, we were going to take our ladies out. Dad won't give me the money because I didn't cut the grass like he asked me to. But, mom, it's only Wednesday. I have until Friday to cut the grass. Mom would be more considerate, whereas dad would be like, no, you already know. I told you this grass needs to be cut by Friday. You don't know what we got going on between now and Friday. So I told you to get the grass cut. You had time to cut the grass, but you sat on your duff and you didn't cut the grass. So now you ain't getting the money until after you cut the grass. So I think the roles change as the kids get older. That's just my perspective.
Hey, Jason, I second that question. And the reason I say it is because when they're at a younger age, just like you talk about, the mom is more nurturing, so therefore they treat them in that baby mode. As they get older,
yep,
they become teenagers, and then mommy's still trying to treat them like a baby. They ain't trying to hit it. But daddy is the one that's going to tell them exactly how it is because they're at their age. So I think
right,
it goes with the age, like you said.
Anybody else?
I'm going to say something. Of course I am. Now, I'm going to have to just say for my household, my husband, hands down, is the better parent. I'm off the chain. I'll over-exaggerate. I'm finna yell, scream, whoop. I'm about to do all 10. And I'm always on all 10 when they're younger and older. So for me, I would say it's my husband.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know. I really don't because, you know, like, granted, there's been several times I had to stop my wife from busting the boy upside the head with a broom. You know what I mean? But it's like at the same time, it's like, you know, it's at the same time, you know what I mean? She didn't have to tell me, hey, you know, leave him alone. Leave him alone. You know, so honestly, I don't know. You know what I mean? I guess it's just situation dependent on what happened, you know? That's what I think. I think it's situation dependent, not necessarily age dependent. Because, you know, like, Jay could be upset with the little ones and discipline the little ones the same as I would. You know, so I honestly don't know.
Okay. So it depends. Anybody else?
When my children got grown, they came and told me that I was the meanest mom they had ever seen, and they would not bring their children up the way I brought them up. I was strict on my girls because at one time they were with me, and then they went to their father. And they could pull all kind of tricks on him and get over on him. So they preferred being around their dad because he let them have their way, but I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still not going to let you have your way, though. You know, like, that's the thing. Like, we had to learn as parents. that, you know, we have to talk to each other because a lot of times, you know, the kids will try and pull a fast one. Oh, mom said I could do this. Oh, yeah, really? Let me go talk to mom first. You know, so
right.
That's, as parents, we got better at that because as they're kids, they'll try that.
Shoot, the baby still tries to pull a fast one.
That they will.
Well, she only six.
Mariah do it. She be playing. Mariah pull fast ones all the time. All the time. She do.
Well,
it's no.
Don't come up here asking. So, it's funny. It's pure comedy in our house. It's funny.
Yeah, they start that little. I'm telling you. She can be adding up off the chain all day with me. And Kenny walk in the house and she, oh, daddy. You know, like she the sweetest thing, just straight manipulation. That's what it is. And he fall for it, act like he don't, but he do. So, yeah. I agree. I think it depends on age and situations as well. Next question. Who is more likely to allow interference from the in-laws?
The man.
Who?
The man.
No.
The man.
I think the woman are.
The man, okay, we listen. Go ahead. I want to hear him.
What side are we talking about? From the wife side or the husband side?
Your side.
From my side, from the men's side, it's the women because the men, for me anyway, not being a mama's boy, I don't allow that interference from my mom to affect my marriage, so I'm
going to
say the woman's side.
I'm just saying, for sex wise, it ain't necessarily got to be you.
Okay, go ahead. We good, buddy? You good?
That's all I was just saying. In my relationship, I would have to say my mother, but with a caveat. Before my mother passed away, if I made my wife mad, she would call my mother and get me in trouble with my own mom. So, you know, like I said, it is my mother, but with a caveat.
I understand that, Keto. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I do the same thing because my wife gets to that point where she don't want to listen. I just call her mama, and she listen in. So I have my mama. I call her quick mom.
Keto. And I'm saying that so low down. Go ahead, Mish.
But he gets me back because he calls my mom and says stuff, and then I have to hear it for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't. So I got you in the past. Now you get me back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When they take me back. Who's that?
I say he didn't tell that part, did he?
No, he sure didn't.
Oh, no, because the score is like 5-1. I did it once. Like, she had my mom on speed dial. Like, I would be with her on her side of town, and I would do something that would upset her, and before I made it home, she had already called my mom and gave my mom the rundown, so I walk in the door. You know, it takes about, like, an hour and a half or so on the public bus to get from her side to where I live. So by the time I got home, my mom's stewed. She's hot.
Let me tell you why your mom did that. Your mom knew you had a good woman. So she didn't want you to mess with her. She was actually trying to give you some advice.
Yep, I agree.
the one time she thought, man, I swear to you, my mom was sick. You know, she had a form of muscular dystrophy. And she sure enough tried to get up and walk to beat me with a plastic shovel. And I'm like 17. And I'm like, I don't know, like, mom, sit down. You hurt yourself, you know? But, like, yeah, she, my mom would literally get that mad.
Wait. Okay, so y'all, it's both of you. Yeah, Kenny is definitely the one.
Like he's the one in our relationship that allows that. Yep, he's the one. It's him because he will call my mama in a minute, and I do talk a lot of trash. You know, I be talking trash, but I know my mama call, I better get on the phone. Even though I be doing all that, I'm grown. Don't be calling my mama. You can't call my mama on me. I'm grown.
Not only that, y'all, but y'all know that little post that was on Facebook about her being nice nasty. She nice nasty. Check this out. Now, when it comes to me, you know, on my side of the deal, right, my wife's family didn't really interfere with our relationship and our marriage. But, you know, I've had my family that said some little off-the-wall talking outside of their neck, you know, saying some old weird stuff. And, you know, and me, I shut it down real quick. I don't let nothing happen. I told them, if y'all got a problem with my family, y'all got a problem with me. So I shut that down. But on the flip side of that thing, I dial mama number in a minute and let her know Quadrant is tripping. With a capital T, tripping.
Whatever. Anybody else?
I'll do, Pastor. For Cedric and I, neither one of us calls either one of our parents. In the beginning of our marriage, I did, and my mom used to say, well, what did you do? And I quickly stopped that because she was never on my side. My dad was always on my side. He'd tell me in a minute, you can just come home, baby. But that was like year 1, 2, 3 maybe. So we don't really do that. It's just, it's him and I. So we're even with that one.
Well, that's good. Maybe we'll be even one day, too.
No, ma'am.
Anybody else? Keisha, you quiet. Do you think it's the men or the women? Where you at?
I'm right here. I'm in the background. I'm chuckling at y'all. y'all, hot mess. You know, I don't know. I really can't answer that one because I never had that problem. Wasn't nobody calling, snitching on nobody.
You better watch that tongue. You're right, Keisha. You're right.
What did he say?
He said you better watch that term. It's not snitching.
You straight up call and snitch on Quadrant. That is what you do.
It's marriage preservation.
It's marriage preservation. Okay.
It ain't snitching.
Snitching.
I'm fighting for my marriage.
No, I always thought snitching was like if you're a criminal and then you tell on your partners who you did dirt with. That ain't like, you know, ain't that different?
No,
isn't that be a different thing?
No. That's snitching. No, he be snitching.
Snitching.
I'm way in Germany, over the Atlantic, and he calls and tells my mama, that I walked out the house at night. What's she going to do? How's she going to come? And where was I going to go with Unsbach? Around the corner. All he had to do was go to your door and re-door and then go to Pastor Michelle's house and all the presents that would have been. So, yes, he was snitching. Leanne, you're quiet. What you got to say? I don't know if she's there. Follow sure she's there. Okay.
I'm here. I think it's funny.
What you got to say? Is it the man or the woman?
You know, I don't know because in my household, look, we try to live at least 2 hours away from all our families. We don't call them, don't tell them nothing. But
so
now we're starting to get close to Pastor Shell, and he's like, I'm going to call and tell Pastor Shell on you. So, I think it's kind of starting to be him.
Mm-hmm. He got somebody to tell
him he started something.
That's right.
Yeah. You feel like a snitching is a good term?
Yes, I do.
Snitching
is a perfect term.
That I was using it appropriately.
You sure were.
Keisha, I got your back.
I appreciate it, Carly.
I got your back.
Thank you.
Okay, next question. Who are the better decision makers, males or females?
Who wants to help?
What'd you say?
Okay,
face?
I want to answer this one.
You know what?
What did you say?
I'm gonna have to go with team men on this one. I love making decisions. Like, I'm so indecisive when it comes to things. So in my case, I'm gonna have to go with the team men.
All right, then.
All right, so one for the men. Faye, what you said?
Women.
Oh, Faye said women, so we got one for the women, one for the men. Supers, where y'all at? Y'all quiet. Where y'all at? What y'all got to say?
I'm going for the men. Men are more rational. I believe we are. Women are great too, but we let our emotions get the best of us in some situations.
Yep.
Okay, another one for the men. All
right. I would have for the men too.
Another one for the men. Okay.
My problem ain't been with man so long. I'm doing everything by myself, so I might be confused.
Maybe not, babe. Maybe not. What?
No, babe. But it takes me a long time. Like, I sit in, like, literally, me and one of my friends were trying to figure out what we was going to do for the night. So we literally wrote down, like, three things on sheets of paper, shredded it up, put it in a little jar, because neither one of us can make a decision about what we wanted to do for the afternoon. So we really had to pull it out of a jar and let the jar make the decision for us.
That's ingenuity. That's good. That's fine.
What'd you say, babe?
Hands down, I want to say the men.
Of course you would.
All day. The men.
I'm side with Faye. I'm saying the women. Anybody else?
Men all the way.
Don't look at me.
Men
like
all the way.
I have to say it's the men. Women are very emotional, and we're very rash. We go off our first thought instead of thinking it all the way through in certain situations.
Hey, Mr. Man.
Thank you, baby.
You know what? I tell people that the greatest thing a wife can do is to you. Make a lot of the decisions, and you run a lot of the things, but the greatest thing you can do is put it in your husband's head that he actually did it. So, who actually runs things?
Oh,
the man
oh,
is the
oh,
head,
oh,
but the
oh,
woman
oh,
is
man,
the man
oh, oh.
Who turns that
oh,
head?
Oh, oh,
Leanne, you wait a minute.
What? The man is the head, but the woman is the neck. Who is turning the head?
The man is not. At the same time, we allow you to
get him in. Get him.
We allow you to think that y'all think y'all wear the pants. But when it comes to the boys down to it, the last decision to be made is that man.
That's right. Because see,
here's why the woman is the neck. But it's the brain that tells the neck to move.
Come on, somebody. You better tell it.
Not only
does the brain tell the neck to move,
but
the head also has eyes. so that I can see what's going on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you was all right with me until you said that right there.
But their wife told them. We just let you take the credit.
I was just trying to figure out if Deacon Payne said something. Deacon Payne, did you say something?
I seen him messing up.
Oh, your signal's messing up. Okay, okay.
Y'all fumbling.
But as I was saying, though, we let you go ahead and make decisions. We let you think you run things. But at the end of the day, and y'all all know it, when it boils down to it, that last decision to be made is that man.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. At the end of your life day, you make that decision.
Hold up.
Amen.
Wait a minute. You snuck that one in, honey. You snuck that one in now. She said at the end of your life day.
He said, you know what? That statement that he just made, it just let me know. We can have a little back with you guys at any time to make you think that you have made a decision.
Well, Faye, this, everybody, this is what I'm going to say. This, you know, and nobody can say anything against what I'm about to say. The Word of God says that he saw that it wasn't good for man to be alone. Why y'all think it wasn't good for man to be alone? He has to make a suitable help me.
Come on, Pastor.
Which was,
you better preach that word.
Eve.
Amen.
That was the woman.
Who did he make first?
He made Adam first, but he knew that Adam wouldn't function well alone.
But see, so here my question is.
He needed that man to help him turn.
That's right, Leanne.
All right, so I'm finna shut it down like Pastor Michelle. So I'm finna shut it down with this one. Y'all think the Lord had to put man to sleep? Because man would have been like, hold on, Lord, I'm good right now. There might be some problems in the garden. Which we're having right now, at this present moment, we have a problem right now.
Right, which goes to show y'all that good decision makers because, not just playing.
Because he knew all control wouldn't be his no more.
I think it was, let me shut it down. With
y'all needed it.
I think it was easy decision just to bite something that you weren't supposed to bite.
He was standing right there with
him. He decided that. I'm just saying. That was a man that decided that. You want to have him with talk about
now, I do. Since we want to go, and use the Bible and everything, the first bad decision that was ever made on this planet was made by who?
A woman.
But look, but the punishment
was God told him to teach his wife.
God
he did not.
It's because of Adam's sin now, because he was standing right there. He was right there.
That's why God did not go
to Eve from the tree.
God didn't go to Eve. God went to Adam. He said, Adam, I gave you the law. Why didn't you tell your wife?
So God made the decision for her not to do this. He was standing right there.
Hey, bro, Leanne got us, man. The Nick won on that one, bro.
Thank you.
All right. Last question.
Are you thinking?
Last. You don't trip. Don't even trip. I could. This probably. Well, Mitch probably gonna. I don't know. Okay. Last question. Who is more likely to withhold
intimacy. The man.
I got it. Man or the woman. Fellas, y'all remember that word consideration? I told you keep it. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Watch this. The woman is more inconsiderate on that piece than the man because her being an emotional creature, right, and the man being more of a physical. A woman can dog a man out and just hurt his heart and break his heart and come and want to get intimate with him, and he's going to do it. But let that be the shoe be on the other foot. Clink, clink, get what I mean?
You better
keep throwing away.
You better see it. You better see it.
Lost.
You better see it.
They keep throwing out there in the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm telling
you. Gone.
Wow. Okay. Miss, what you got to say?
What he said makes sense to an extent because, yes, you know, you can hurt my feelings, but also you could hurt, you know, I could hurt yours or you could hurt mine. A man then is fine with laying down and doing something. He could have just, you know, I've seen men, you know, beat the mess out of you. And then all of a sudden, there's no emotional, a man separates emotion from sex. So there's no emotion. I could have dogged you out and then now let's lay down and let's do this act. And that's how he is not considerate because he doesn't realize I just hurt you. Now I want you to do this intimate act and I want you to get involved in it. That's inconsiderate by not fixing the situation first. So men are inconsiderate.
You better say it, Lee.
Hold up. Hey, I get what you're saying, Leanne. But see, this is what I'm talking about, right? Fellas, I need y'all to hear me now. When a man forgets to do something that a woman asked him to do 3 weeks ago, clink, clink, it's locked down. But I asked my wife 3 weeks ago to buy me lotion. She went to the store and bought the kids and her everything they needed, but she forgot my lotion for a couple weeks. So, you know, a bro walking around here ashy. Guess what? I ain't get mad, though. I said, it's all right. I grabbed my lotion. I went and bought me some lotion. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about, like on situations like that. Because most of the time,
women's
feelings get hurt real quick because you're like, you can't take the time to remember what I asked you to do for me. You can take time to remember. Got it. And then next thing you know, baby, I love you, baby. No, get off me. But then when the man do it, the woman do that and she forget something, she'll come, baby, you know I love you. And start kissing on him and hugging him. He's like, yeah, I know, baby. And then, boom, she get what she want. But the man, that's a no-go at this station.
Because I guarantee you within the 3 weeks, the woman has dropped another hint to you, but you still forgot throughout the 5 other hints. You ain't dropped no other hint because you forgot yourself about what you needed because you expect her
you
to be
right.
The same way and remember. So that's the problem.
See, y'all not to mention. Look, not to mention, Leanne, how he had everything else he needed, and I just kept forgetting the lotion, you know. My bad. Sorry.
Okay, so y'all see how she tried to flip it. Leanne, y'all
yeah,
trying to flip
you,
it.
You forgot your lotion, too. That's why you went and got everything else. But you forgot your lotion, too.
But see, I'm going to flip it back on you. Watch this. Now, I didn't forget the lotion. I was too busy trying to remember what my wife needed me to get for her.
Whatever.
I was trying to take care of her needs.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like for Deacon Stuber to answer that last question, please.
And Mish.
Oh,
and Keto.
Deacon Stuber. Who is more to withhold sex, men or women?
Women, of course.
Yep. Ah, you better say it, brother. That's my
except
brother.
On our birthday.
Hey, yeah.
Did you say that? Did you say that? Is that the page on the phone?
I'm thinking women.
can choose over.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I had to get him because he's the only one that's quiet. He's the only one that got some sense to realize he got to lay down with his wife.
No, he just being considered. That's all that is. You better say it.
Oh,
he's taking into consideration right now the things that we say can get us in trouble. That's what he's doing.
Look, ain't no need in all of us being in trouble now.
That's right. Somebody got to stay firm.
Pastor Michelle, what you say?
Well, I feel like it can be equal, but I'm going to have to say it'll be like a 60-40 in favor of women, because we are more, I agree with Pastor Kenny, we are more emotional. So, and they don't get, and see, and but we have our reasons. Y'all don't get that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter that we're a housewife. When y'all in bed snoring, sleeping, we still folding clothes, cleaning kitchen, checking homework.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we crawl in the bed, and y'all like, bed, baby. No, when I get in the bed, I am actually tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all get offended. But so we have our reason. Y'all just be like, oh, I got PT in the morning. But you been in the bed since 6 o'clock? So we got
mm-hmm.
reasons. We got reasons behind ours.
That's right.
Right, Cedric?
No.
Got it.
I have to agree that it is the woman most of the time because
it is
because we are emotional. So I have to agree with that. Yep. Anybody else? Okay. Well, this was a fun show on tonight. Thank you guys for calling in and for participating. Yep, I think we might come up with some more questions and do this again next Friday. I don't know. We'll see. But if we don't have anything else tonight, we just want to tell you guys to have a great weekend, and we love you guys. And, hey, if you know anybody that would like a good laugh, share the show. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Love you.
Good night.